Hi, this is Dr. Alex Lloyd, and I want to welcome you to the 7 Secrets of Life, Health, and Prosperity series. And I'm so grateful that you're here, and I hope that we have something to share. It's going to benefit you not only today, but for the rest of your life. And I hope it's also something that you haven't heard before, or you haven't heard in this way, or something that's new to you. And as Dr. Ben and I have traveled around the country, a number of people have remarked about that, about, you know, I've heard of some of these things, but I've never heard it this way, or I've never heard it put together like this, or I've never heard it applied in this sort of a way. So that's why we're doing this. We released the Healing Code book just a few months ago. We are so grateful to everyone who helped with that. It became a number one bestseller, and we're very, very grateful for that. We've been having stories come in from all over the world, really, about people who have applied that book and had it make a significant difference in their life. People who've written in with significant health issues that have healed, some of them over time, some of them almost overnight, and some people with have used it for peak performance and achievement, and have seen their income level and or their level of achievement in a sport or their career go way up. We've had people apply it to relationship issues. People who are struggling in a relationship and have used it to heal the source of that. And, you know, that may sound sort of strange, you know, one thing being applied to all those different things. And I think that's one of the unique things about the Healing Code is that the theory is really that there's one source of almost any problem that you can have in your life. And so if you fix that one source, in essence, you're kind of fixing everything all at the same time. And boy, that just has advantages from so many different angles. That means you can work on one thing to heal everything. You know, so many things today, I don't know how many people I've worked with who are taking 10, 12, 15 different medications, and each medication is for a different thing. And it's very similar to that on the natural side of health. As people take vitamins and minerals and homeopathics and nutrients and herbs, and there's nothing wrong with that. I take those things every day too, but if you're like most of us who take those things, you've got a whole cabinet full of all sorts of different things. And again, that's okay. But wouldn't it be wonderful if there was one thing that you could work on and fix, and then if you fixed that one thing, it had a very powerful healing effect on everything? And that's what we've been experiencing for almost the last 10 years in the Healing Codes, and now with the release of the Healing Code book as well. And the these principles that we're going to be sharing, and we're sharing one tonight, are the underlying theory of what this one source is, how our problems develop, what has to happen in order for them to heal, and then, of course, ultimately, the mechanism that you do to actually get them to heal. So it's theory, research, and application. There's so many things these days that I've seen that leave out the application part. You know, it's wonderful information on why you have a problem, but the place that falls short in a lot of different things is, what do you do about it? Okay? I mean, that's great that you tell me why I have it and give me insight into that, but I really want to fix it. I really want to get rid of this pain and suffering and the things that are not going the way I want them in my life. And we believe we can deliver on that. At least we're going to give it our best shot. And we've had some really good feedback from people over the last 9 years about that. So the principle that we're talking about tonight is the one source of all illness and disease. Okay? the one source of illness and disease. The most popular question that people have when they come to the Healing Codes is, will the Healing Codes heal and then fill in the blank? And for one person, it's cancer. For one person, it's allergies. For another person, depression, then anxiety, then MS or diabetes or a relationship problem or anxiety and not performing up to your potential at work or on the ball field or wherever it is. And what I want you to know tonight is that on a physical level, on a physiological level, there's basically one source of illness and disease. Now the thing that's crazy about this, I mean, you're going to see in a minute that that's not really any big, huge revelation. Most of the best medical schools in the world have been saying that for 20 years. But the reason that we need to say it again is that we could go to seminars, we could go to libraries, we could go to bookstores all over the world. Just pick your town that are selling things to fix whatever problem that you have, and primarily they are trying to do that by fixing one or more of five things, okay? And if you've got a pencil, you might want to write these down. Number one, your emotions. Number two, your negative thinking and thought patterns. Number three, your behavior, what you actually do and don't do. Number four, your conscious beliefs. You've got self-defeating beliefs that are working against your own health or success or whatever it is. And then number five, the physiology of your body. Okay? And for the last 50 years in the United States and really even around the world, billions of dollars has been spent on books, programs, seminars, self-help things, alternative standard, you name it, to fix one or more of these five things. And the person who is selling whatever thing it is says, okay, if you do this thing, then you can fix your health issue, or you can make more money, or you can heal your relationship issues, or you can achieve on the baseball field. You can raise your batting average or whatever it is, okay? And millions of people over the last 50 years, it's a billion-dollar industry in the United States alone. So millions of people have plopped their money down, done that thing, and sometimes feel better, but very often they end up years or even decades down the road still having their same problem and having spent all this time and all this money and come away wondering, what in the heck was that about? You know, all these promises, but nothing substantial delivered. Yeah, I felt better at times, but it wasn't permanent. It wasn't complete. It wasn't whole. It was a partial fix, a temporary fix, an on and off fix. And in my experience, that's not what people want. They want the whole enchilada. They want to heal it completely. They want to achieve to their maximum. They want to have wonderful, fantastic, intimate relationships, not just so-so. And I think the reason that those things have not been able to deliver what they promised by and large is because they don't have the power to deliver those things. Because every one of those five things, your emotions, thoughts, conscious beliefs, behavior, and the physiology of your body, every one of those five things, ladies and gentlemen, are nothing more than symptoms. And so if you understand that, then it makes sense. Oh, okay. Well, no wonder it wasn't permanent, complete healing if all that thing addresses is a symptom Because we understand the example of the weed, where, you know, if you go out into your garden and say, I'm gonna cut this weed off, I'm gonna get rid of this weed, I'm gonna take my little clippers here and snip it right off at ground level. Everybody's thinking the same thing, right? You have not gotten rid of that weed if you have snipped it off at ground level. In a week, it'll be right back where it was. And if that's your solution, you're going to be snipping that weed off at ground level for the rest of your life, for the next 40 years. Okay? Man, who wants to do that? But if you go down underground and get the roots of it, then you've gotten rid of that weed forever. Okay? And so that's the reason that we've been so excited about the Healing Code, is because we believe it goes down under the ground, under the surface, and heals our problems at their source. And their source is not standard medicine, but guess what? It's not alternative either. The source is spiritual. The source is that thing at the core of your being that you can feel at times but can't touch. And no, there's no instrument that can measure it. All right? So I think everyone needs a fantastic symptom smasher. A doctor who came to the Healing Codes, who had tried a whole bunch of those others and had been in that vicious cycle, and then found the Healing Codes and experienced complete healing. He wrote us a story about his healing, and he named those other things symptom smashers, and said that the Healing Codes is the only one that he's been able to find that actually gets down under the source and heals things completely. Now, those are his words, not mine. I'm not going to say we are the only people who have the solution. Quite frankly, I'm tired of hearing people say things like that. Okay? It just doesn't ring true to me very often. But what I will tell you is we have a solution, and it's a fantastic one. Takes 6 minutes to do. A 7-year-old can do it completely unassisted, and works consistently and predictably on a wide range of issues, okay? And so that's why we're excited. And so that is also why the topic for this principle, the one source of illness and disease, is sort of unique, even though that one source is not, because all these people who've been selling stuff for the last 50 years they've not admitted that this is the one source. They say it's your emotions, or it's your thoughts, or it's the physiology of your body, even though practically every medical school on the planet says it's not. All five of those things are nothing but symptoms. So what do they say is that one source? A lot of you, I'm sure, have already guessed it. It's stress. Okay? I just did, before we started recording here tonight, a computer search. You know, one of those things where you go to search things on the internet, and put in the word stress, and there were 146 million sites that came up. Okay? Now, I'm not going to pretend that I've read those, but in years past, I have skimmed through a whole lot of them and a lot of research from our top medical schools, our top hospitals, the United States government, the top doctors in the world. And what I know is that if you were to scan through those 146 million sites, what you would basically come away with is that if you've got it, somehow or other, it came from stress. But, and here's the but, and here's one of the reasons that everybody's not shouting this from the mountaintops. What in the world do you do about it? Because nobody seems to have a reliable way to fix stress. Yeah, you can meditate for hours at a time, and experts will tell you after 5 or 10 years, you might get good enough at it to eliminate your stress. Okay? Medical research going back 30 years says that it takes a minimum of 6 weeks of strenuous, strict diet and exercise and all sorts of dramatic lifestyle change in order to get rid of, to take your nervous system from in stress to out of stress. And frankly, very few people have the self-discipline to even be able to do that, much less do it in 6 weeks. And in most cases, according to the literature, it's much longer than 6 weeks. Okay? So let's discuss this a little bit. Well, first of all, let me give you just a taste of some of the research that's in those 146 million sites. From the Mayo Clinic, the Mayo Clinic says physical threats aren't the only events that are related to stress. Psychological threats and stress associated with work and that affects your interpersonal relationships are also a big part of the picture. I love what Harvard says. But basically, depending on the medical school, the research indicates that 80 to 95% of all health problems, illness and disease, are directly linked to stress. Okay, I like what Dr. Bruce Lipton at Stanford Medical School says. He says that 95% of illness and disease is directly related to stress. The other 5% is genetic. Dr. Lipton goes on to say, though, that the 5% that is genetic, that genetic problem came from somewhere in your ancestry where a disease gene unmasked or became active because of stress. And if you can fix the stress that is in the person today, even if that disease gene first became active 10 generations back and has been passed down from generation to generation for 10 generations, if you can remove the stress in the person that has the genetic disease now, even the genetic illness and disease can and often does go away when you remove the stress from the person. And as Dr. Lipton indicates, really the only way you can get a disease, cancer, diabetes, MS, whatever, is a cell that is under prolonged stress, and in that process of kind of a, if you want to think of it this way, as kind of a last ditch effort for the cell to save its life, a disease gene will become active where it never would have become active any other way. Okay? So Harvard talks about stress as just being, Harvard talks about illness and disease as just being the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, almost all illness and disease come from stress, but according to Harvard, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That stress also affects every single relationship. It keeps you from achieving and having the career that you can have. It affects everything in your life. Here's how it does that. The very first thing that stress does is make you sick. Why? Because it suppresses your immune system. We'll talk some more about that in a minute. But a lot of times, that's where people quit talking about it. Oh, yeah, stress suppresses your immune system and makes you sick. Well, it does do that, but it causes just about every other problem you can have in life, too. And the reason is because stress does four other things besides just suppressing your immune system and making you sick. Number two, it drains your energy. And that's one thing we hear from people is I'm just exhausted all the time. So it drains your energy and makes you tired. Okay? It dumbs you down. It literally sucks away a significant percentage of your intelligence. So if you're trying to do something that requires creativity or problem solving or any kind of ideas or things like that where you need a sharp mind, forget it. I mean, stress turns your brain off in a sense. It sucks away your intelligence. Okay, so it makes you sick, makes you tired, dumbs you down. Number four, it causes you to come at everything you do from a negative perspective. Instead of being joyful and happy and peaceful and enjoying meeting new people enjoying having meetings where you're brainstorming and problem solving and all that sort of thing, the things that lead to success in all areas, stress causes you to come at everything you do with fear, anger, resentment, bitterness, irritation, frustration, depression. I can't do it. This is not going to work. I'm not good looking enough, I'm not talented enough, I'm not connected enough, the economy is too bad, and a thousand other things. Okay? So whatever you're doing, stress causes you to come at it from a negative perspective instead of a positive. And number five, it causes you to fail at whatever you do. Now how does it do that? Does that because it does the other four. Can you imagine trying to have a wonderful, fantastic, vibrant, intimate relationship? Or to start a new business where you're trying to carve out a niche in this economy and get customers and do marketing and you're sick, tired, dumbed down, energy drained, coming at every piece of that puzzle that you're trying to do from a negative perspective. At best, you're going to be able to push that rock uphill for a while, but even at best, eventually that rock is going to roll back down the hill, and chances are it's going to roll over you on the way down. So, really, just about anything negative that you can think of in your life, it comes from stress. Dr. Ben Johnson, I've heard he's been my business partner in the Healing Codes for years, and we've traveled all over the world lecturing after he was healed of ALS. And one thing I've heard Dr. Ben lecture on so many times is that every physical health problem somehow or other comes through the gastrointestinal system. I heard about a bumper sticker one time that says, if you've got it, a truck brought it. Okay? And if you think about it, somewhere or another along the way, just about everything that is consumable is on a truck. Well, just about any problem you can have in your life, health, relationship, career, achievement, you name it, is caused by stress. On a physiological level. Now there's other levels and we're going to be talking about those too. But on a physiological level, it's stress. Now let's explain that just a little bit. Your autonomic nervous system, is responsible for, everything that happens in your physical life and health. Okay? And you have your sympathetic nervous system and your parasympathetic nervous system. Your parasympathetic is like the brakes on a car, and the sympathetic is like the gas. And you may have heard the sympathetic referred to is our fight or flight mechanism, that or the HPA axis, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, where cortisol is released into the bloodstream and we go into fight or flight and all these other physical changes happen. That is pretty commonly talked about these days, okay? We're only supposed to be in sympathetic mode once a month, once every 2 or 3 weeks at the most. We're really only supposed to go into fight or flight if our life is in imminent danger. I mean life or death danger. Someone chasing us with a knife or a bear after us in the woods. That's the only way we're supposed to go into fight or flight. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going into fight or flight 10, 20, 30 times a day. We're going into fight or flight when the mail comes, when the phone rings, when we turn on the news, when we turn on the computer to see what the economy or stock market is doing, when the traffic is heavy, and on and on and on. And we are just not designed to do that. It is a malfunction of our systems. And our systems can only take that for so long until something starts to break down. Dr. Doris Rapp, who is a medical doctor, she's one of the premier allergists of our day. She founded a wonderful children's clinic dealing with allergies, and I'd highly recommend you to get one of her books. Has really done groundbreaking work, and to my knowledge, she coined a term called the barrel effect. And the barrel effect is simply an analogy or a metaphor that we have a hypothetical barrel inside of us, and everything that is stressful goes into that barrel, physical and non-physical. Okay, and as long as that barrel is not full or almost full, our body and mind and heart and spirit and soul can handle just about anything that happens without a serious negative effect. But once that barrel gets full, the tiniest little thing will now become symptomatic. I'll give you an example. I've worked with so many people who had allergies, okay? Let's take hay fever, for example. Okay, someone comes to the Healing Codes and either the company or buys the book or whatever, and they have hay fever, all right? And so one season it's, oh, man, the hay fever is particularly bad this year. And then another year it doesn't seem too bad. And they think that it's all about how much pollen is in the air, how much of all that stuff is floating around. But that's not necessarily so. And I've seen, as people have done the Healing Code and de-stressed, in other words, they've dumped the stress out of their stress barrel, all of a sudden the hay fever season comes around and they don't become symptomatic. And they haven't had shots, they haven't had medication, they haven't had homeopathy, they haven't taken allergy pills. What's the difference? The difference is that they dumped their stress barrel. So now, when those things come, their body can handle it. Okay? And I'm not saying that's the case 100% of the time, but I've seen it over and over and over where someone has been in constant chronic stress all of their life, and they have a problem like allergies, but it could be anything. It could be a blood sugar issue. It could be high blood pressure. It could be anxiety or depression. You pick it, okay? But they've had this problem, and then when they dump their stress barrel, they haven't even really addressed that problem. They just worked on their stress. But when they lower their stress, oh, it's a miracle. The problem went away. Well, it's not a miracle at all. Stress, just like all these medical schools have been saying for at least 20 years, stress is the culprit on a physiological level. So when they dump the stress, they dump the problem. In fact, when they dump the stress, very often, what I was saying at the first of this call, they dumped all of the problems. Usually, not just the hay fever would go away, but their aches and pains would get better. They would start making more money. Their relationships would get better. Other nagging health things would all of a sudden magically go away. Why? Because when you fix that one source, everything starts to get better. Okay? So, what the Healing Code does is it helps you dump your stress barrel. And when your stress goes away, there's a little mechanism in your brain called the hypothalamus. And the hypothalamus is what flips the stress switch. Okay? And if your stress barrel is not full, the hypothalamus doesn't flip the stress switch. Or it turns it off. Let me give you a simple example of how stress works. You've got two people in rush hour traffic. Okay? The exact same stress. The traffic is the stress. And let's say they're side by side in the traffic. One of them is going into road rage. Man, you can just see the blood pressure going up. And his face is red. He looks angry and irritated. He's murmuring or even yelling at people as they won't go fast enough in traffic or they cut him off or whatever. The person right next to him, exact same stress, cool as a cucumber. What's the difference? One of them's stress barrel is full, and the other one's not. Now there can be another component, and that is underlying programming. But we'll cover that in some of the other secrets. But one of the primary issues is one of them's stress barrel is full, and the other one's not. A little more concrete example. You have 10 people who are exposed to a virus, and not too long ago, the media was really playing up the H1N1 thing, the swine flu, and that was on a lot of people's minds. Well, 10 people are exposed to a virus. Do all 10 get it? No. That almost never happens. In fact, if you remember back during the H1N1 stuff, they would interview different members of the same family where one person in the family got it and the other one didn't. And they had all kinds of contact with each other, you know, all day, every day. But one gets it, one doesn't. Statistically, if 10 people are exposed to a virus, 4 to 6 will get it and 4 to 6 won't. What's the difference? Well, there could be an underlying programming that we'll talk about later. But another significant issue is the people who don't get it, their stress barrel is not full. The people who do get it, their stress barrel is full. So that one thing, that traffic, is the straw that breaks the camel's back. It overflows their barrel. Or that virus overflows their barrel, and so they get the virus. Or someone else whose barrel is not full doesn't get it. Okay? So the way to eliminate just about any problem that you have in your life is to get rid of the stress. Okay? And to get rid of the stress, you have to not just meditate for an hour. You have to dump your barrel. And your barrel has stuff, it has all the things that have happened in your life. It has things that have been passed down to you generationally through both sides of your ancestry for many, many generations back. It has things that you have absorbed from other people that you've been around. It has circumstantial and environmental factors that are going on in your life. All of those things go into the stress barrel. Your stress barrel, okay? So to really get rid of stress, which is the key to getting rid of your problems, you've got to dump your barrel. And there's very, very few things that will do that. Okay? We believe we've got one that will. And it will do it pretty simply. Takes about 6 minutes to do. 7-year-old can do it unassisted. You don't have to take anything, quit taking anything, whatever. But it's a way that you can get on top of this stress issue in your life and start to turn it around. And when that stress goes away, now all of a sudden, instead of being sick, tired, dumbed down, energy drained, coming at everything from a negative perspective and failing, now I start to feel good. Oh, man, I've got so much energy, I feel like I'm in college again. That's what we hear from a lot of people. You're smartened up, so you start to come up with ideas and problem solve and all that sort of thing better than you have in a long, long time, which usually means you start playing better, you start making more money, your relationships start going better, you start coming at everything you do from a positive perspective. Yeah, I can do this. Let's go. Hey, it is so good to meet you. Can we work together? Can we do something that's a win-win here? And you're not just trying to get through the meeting. You really enjoy meeting the person. And now they become a friend. And they're much more likely to do business with a friend than someone who's just trying to get to the meeting because they feel so bad. And then the fifth thing, you start to succeed where you've always failed before. Okay? So, why isn't everybody talking about this? Because they don't have a way to fix it. We do. So, we invite you, we encourage you, we beg you to try the Healing Codes or the Healing Code, depending on whether you have the book or the program. Try it consistently. Day in, day out, you may be one of those people that has like a very dramatic overnight thing, or you may be the person who has it slow and steady, or you may be like Dr. Ben, who healed from ALS, who doesn't feel anything at all, and then wakes up one morning and everything's changed. It really doesn't matter which of those categories you're in. Just start doing it, be consistent, relax, let it happen as it happens, okay? If you need help, we've got all kinds of resources for you. We've got programs. If you just have the book, one of the best resources we can offer you is we have wonderful, wonderful coaches who can take you by the hand from where you are to where you want to get. They can formulate custom healing codes for you that are more powerful. You know, just about every great person you can think of.